Love it. Thanks, Jack. And it gets kind of snappy. 720 WGN, it is Dane here with you until 1 p.m. And in studio, we've talked about a lot, the future of careers in racing with the Urban Youth Racing School. We've talked a little bit about the future of electrified cars, potentially electrified race cars. And now we're talking about the future on the driving side in a bunch of ways for the lifeblood that is racing, which is those local tracks, Grundy County's very own. But I don't know if I even consider him Grundy County's very own, because he transcends Grundy County. He extends beyond it in a bunch of different ways. It's local track superstar Clay Kurtz. Clay, welcome to WGN.
Thanks for having me.
So, here, get right up on the thing there. Here you go. It's great to have you in studio, and you were able to make it down here, and you've got your team, you've got Eddie, you've got your girlfriend here with you as well. This is an exciting time. Talk a little bit about the season so far as you progress towards probably, you know, an inevitable Cup Series, you know, ride and championship, but there's all these kind of just adventures along the way that all those great drivers do.
Yeah, it's been a year of learning, I'd say. We went into the year with the newer car, and we've been pretty good, but it's been a little tough. We're not as good as we would like to be. I think we're about third in points, contending for that. But Friday night, we didn't do too well. We broke pretty early in the race, but looking forward to the rest of the year.
Well, these things happen. You know, cars, things only work till they don't, right? And you got to do that. But you look at your career, as young as you are, to have as many experiences. In one of our other conversations, you talked about the fact that you like to, you'll drive anything, that you want to drive as many things as possible. And you look at some of those stars out there getting a lot of the attention, whether it's like a Kyle Larson, right? Or even like a Tony Stewart getting into drag racing when he was, you know, he's won in IndyCar and NASCAR. Has that been, you know, as you were a kid thinking, hey, you know what, I want to do this, I want to make racing my life, was that part of that mindset from the beginning, that whatever opportunities are out there, I just want to grab them?
Absolutely. I just grew up liking racing. I watched everything, whatever was on TV, liked everything, and would love to have driven anything, and still do. We'd get my hands on anything, I'll drive anything. Lucky enough, you know, obviously there's super lates mainly here and there, but anything I can drive. I love racing in general, so anything I can get my hands on.
Listeners to the program know that when you were up there at the Milwaukee Mile, which is an iconic track, happy to see it being sort of re-energized, right? You have NASCAR having a presence back there. IndyCar is running back there as well. Talk about, like, in the Midwest. You know, I think a lot of listeners, and we talked earlier in the program about Chicago not necessarily being thought of as a racing town, even though when you go back to some of those early statistics, you know, Chicago has a great history in racing, but, you know, it's not North Carolina, right? It isn't some of those places that are thought of, or Daytona, that just have that identity with racing. Talk a little bit about the Midwest, right? The local track scene, and just how, I think healthy it is.
Absolutely. I think the Midwest is probably the one area that rivals the East Coast, the Carolinas and stuff like that. There's tracks everywhere. It's some of the best racers ever in the U.S. or right here in the Midwest, with dirt racing and asphalt racing. And anywhere you can go, any Saturday or Friday night, there's a racetrack somewhere, and you can go and enjoy yourself.
Now, I wanted to, and I think this is going to be helpful for listeners too, as, you know, people come up to me oftentimes, parents or whatever, and say, like, hey, my son really wants to get into racing. How does he do that? I remember, this is a million years ago, right, when they did the groundbreaking at Chicagoland Speedway, and I was just a young Porter, just excited to be in the presence of a Kyle Petty. And I asked him, I'm like, people are going to be excited, they're going to be inspired, you know, how can they, can't go out for it like football or baseball, they're going to want to say, like, how can they become like you, how can they become a race car driver? And his answer to me didn't make much sense at the time. Now, unfortunately, it makes perfect sense. His answer was, know someone with a lot of money. I know I've shared that quite a few times, but I think it's important because it is absolutely true. So people hear you. Talk a little bit about your journey and how you've been able to make this happen. Granted, there have been supporters, important supporters along the way. Obviously, your family support in a big way as well. But as inspiration for those young drivers wanting to be the next Clay Kurtz, how'd you do it?
Actually, just getting involved and staying involved. If it's not driving, you're helping. You just got to keep your foot in the door, stay involved, stay active in it, learning constantly. You have to keep learning. The sport moves so fast, and you have to keep up with it. Don't be afraid to ask questions, all of that. It's a tough thing to get into, like you said, without funding or something like that. But if you're involved in it, you have probably the best chance, obviously. But you learn the most, too.
And get to those local tracks. Grundy County is a place where you're contending, I think, third place in points this year. But there are other tracks around around Illinois that are within the list. Obviously, we reach a lot of different states. But that's probably good advice, too, right, is get there, see the track, just kind of absorb the energy of racing. And a lot of times, and it's one of the things, racing is a sport where you really need to be hardwired into it. I don't know that you can be passively interested in it and then come in and be a success, right? You have people that are... People always ask me, like, well, why do the drivers on their off days, why are they trying to race? It's because they love it, you know, and they would do it in any way. And you've, of course, echoed that as well. But talk about maybe some of the other tracks around Illinois that people can get there and experience some local racing.
I think Grundy is the only asphalt in Illinois track, but we have Sycamore Speedway, Fairbury, Kankakee. Those are all dirt tracks. They race, I believe, every weekend. And then in Wisconsin, they're endless. Everywhere you go, I think every exit, there's a racetrack in Wisconsin. But, just get out. You have to get out and look out and find them. I think just over the border here, Madison, Dells, stuff like that, too, you can get involved in.
We're going to talk, of course, El Bandito Yankee is one of your supporters, and a lot of things that we're doing as the El Bandito brand. I consider myself part of that team as well on the racing side. So we're going to talk about that. And, of course, we'll mention Slinger. You got an opportunity there. Your thoughts on Slinger when we come back from this break. We're going to talk about that. And plus, Clay mentioned getting his foot in the door. We're going to talk about Clubfoot Solutions, big supporter with that great tie-in as well. So keep it here. It's Dane on 720 WGN. Love it. All right, 720 WGN, it is Dane here with you in studio. We've got local track sensation Clay Kurtz. He is the driver of the number 88 Chicago Blackhawks Chevrolet in the Super Late Model Series. And before we went to the break, we talked about it's tough in racing to get your foot in the door. And that has a tie-in with Clay. One of his stories, his histories, his sponsors, right? You take what would be considered by most people as a challenge, as maybe a negative, has turned into a big positive with Clubfoot Solutions. So, Clay, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
And talk about that, because I think that's, in the world of racing, people need to be as resourceful as possible. And I always talk about it. El Bandito Yankee is a great sponsor to be able to celebrate with, but any sponsors are great. And if there's an authentic connection to it where you can share that message, it isn't just, hey, this is motor oil, right? If you've got a story to tell, I think it makes it better.
Yeah, absolutely. So being born with Clubfoot Solution and the people in Iowa, University of Iowa, and everyone there helped treating me, and that was when I was born, obviously. So 20-some years later, first Chicago street race, Joey Gase was sponsored by them. It just so happened to be. I saw the car, and we reached out and just to say hi, and went, just like that. And it grew into this huge sponsorship between us and becoming an ambassador for them and helping them raise money.
So the story with it, you know, because it isn't always the most obvious connection. You think, you know, brake pads and tires and motor oil and all those things that go along with motorsports. I always love to be able to share stories of other. I just think racing is such a great platform to be able to share messages, no matter what it is, because that audience, you know, they're not all just motorsports fixated. They lead regular lives and have their own situations too. So the relationship with Clubfoot Solutions, obviously they helped you back in the day before you were even aware of it, right? You were a baby being helped by this, but you in turn paying it forward in a big way by being able to share their message, not a traditional motorsports message, but I think an important one.
Absolutely. You know, I always tell them that, and they always tease me about it, but I always tell them I owe them this. They allowed me to be able to do what I love, and now they're helping me do it again. So I, of course, owe them this.
So, we mentioned coming into the segment, you know, driver of the 88 Blackhawks car. Of course, WGN Radio is the home station for the Blackhawks. When you tie in all the connecting of the dots every time the Blackhawks score a goal, and then, of course, we all agree they haven't scored as many of them as maybe they should have. Sorry, Jack. You know that, right? It's going to get better, right? But every time they do that, the broadcast team breaks out the Bandito, right? So a number of different connections there. Talk about, like, your history with it, because I think at a local track, there's a lot of local sponsors, but the car that you have, outside of being one of the most successful ones, again, as you challenge for a track championship, it's one of the coolest cars, right? So talk about just the connection, the relationship, the Blackhawks. How's it all fit together?
Yeah, the fans love it. So the car owner is Dan Ahern, a really good friend of mine, and also the Zamboni driver for the Blackhawks. So with his connection there, that's how we have that partnership with them. And it's been a lot of fun, gained a lot of fans because of it. And it's awesome. It's an honor to drive the Blackhawks car in the Chicagoland area.
when you think about tracks where you've been, because it's young in your career, but you have to look at some of the places that you would like to be, some of the drivers that you would like to race with and against. Talk about some of that stuff, you know, whether, because you were just up at Slinger, and I know that that's super late, but a legendary track at, from the super late side. I know a couple years ago, William Byron won it. I know that, you know, Cup Series drivers, they race in that. Truck Series drivers race in that. Some of the best super late people race in that. So you got an opportunity to race at Slinger. You mentioned all the tracks up in Wisconsin. Obviously, they support their motorsports. Talk about Slinger and your, and just the, I know it didn't necessarily go as great as it could have, but the track, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, the track's amazing. It definitely, it woke me up right away. I think my second lap, very embarrassing moment, my second lap of practice, I crashed pretty good. So pretty good, pretty bad start to the day, but good finish to the night. It's an incredible place. The atmosphere, the racetrack itself, it's probably the most physical racetrack I've ever been to in my life, but I had a blast.
And when you think about the future, and be prepared to go ahead and share the long-term vision for Clay Kurtz, you know, as you're sort of planning this, and of course Eddie Wolf is here in studio with you looking on, and he has a lot of experience, background, and a big vision for what things can be. Just your thoughts on what it is that you hope to achieve and accomplish in the sport, and then where you hope that, I think connecting the dots, and as you go forward in the next and upcoming couple years. I mean, NASCAR is changing a bunch, not necessarily that you necessarily, we talked about the versatility on the driving side. There are a lot of different opportunities and avenues in racing, but just as you've imagined it, as you kind of put it up on your vision board, where do you see yourself going, and talk about that?
I think every short track driver wants to make it to the Cup Series or NASCAR level, but I think a lot of us are very realistic and realize that it's probably not going to be the case.
Why would you say that? You have to be, you should at least say, like, yes, absolutely, 100%. You know, I mean, you can internally have your, you know, some insecurities. You know, it's natural. I think that that makes sense. But I think you should just be like, yes, we will dominate.
Oh, I think I could do it for sure. It's just getting there is the hard part. But I think long-term goal for me personally is to be that short track racer, that guy that when I show up to the short track, that race, everyone's like, oh man, this is gonna be a hard one to win now. I know we've talked about this before, but I think that's my goal personally, and I think we're working on that now, obviously. And but of course, you know, wanting to do more, obviously, I like to drive anything I can, so obviously wanting to progress more and do more, I do want to do that. But obviously I'm a very realistic person, and I don't think we'll do it forever, but I would like to do things here and there with the NASCAR side.
We, in the beginning of the segment, we talked about Kyle Petty saying you got to know someone with a lot of money in order to do it. And so there's those financial considerations that are into racing, and all sponsors are good and all dollars are good and necessary, right, to fuel the sport. And we didn't necessarily mention ARCA, but you've got some opportunities coming up. With our talk, I mean, just kind of share for the people that may not know, you know, on this show, like I'll have, I think like Brad Kozlowski or Kyle Larson or Jeff Gordon or any of these people, and they're beyond talking about how do we fund our way into the race, right? But that's a big concern.
Absolutely.
If you want to be successful, you could be as talented as you can be. If you don't have the equipment and certainly have a lot of great know-how on your side, you know, with Eddie and the team and everybody, and you got to have that too. But as far as the equipment and funding it, kind of share just some of the costs and sort of the just how that works on the racing side.
Yeah, the numbers are very, very large. It's it takes a lot of marketing partners and sponsors to get to it. But I mean, I believe we're talking a competitive ARCA car costs roughly $50,000 to $60,000 per race, and then going up from there. Trucks, I know I've heard $1 million plus per race to be in a competitive truck. It's pretty insane, but obviously big numbers. But it's a lot of exposure for a partner to get into that. And it's TV, it's you know, it's network TV, it's the fans in the stands, these big racetracks, and obviously being on a NASCAR vehicle, it's a huge exposure for a lot of partners.
Yeah, and you think about, you have to be able to create that personality too, because a lot of the sponsors, they want to have spokespeople. They want to have people that can share what it is their message. You've done that. We talked about having that authenticity for Clubfoot Solutions, something that you're tied into. Obviously, El Bandito Yankee, it's your favorite tequila. I mean, there's there's no denying that. But like, how much training goes into that, or if any, right? I don't know that they're also good at it. And I've done many interviews. Being able to not only share the sponsor story, but the names and all that. Is there like a class for that, or an online tutorial that says like how to remember, all the sponsors and how to kind of give them the support?
I know there is. Once you get to that level, there is training for it. They do actually train you to do that. Yeah, there is some sort of marketing training or media training they do to help you. Handle interviews and remembering things like that, and what to say, what not to say. And it is actually a big part of it.
A big step in the right direction is, of course, being here and sharing your story, what it is that you're doing. Obviously, those great connections with the Blackhawks. We love everything with the Blackhawks. And so if you're driving the Blackhawks car, you're always going to have a great home here on WGN Radio. And so, Clay, as we let you go, give information social media-wise for your website, people to come out and see you, stop by, check out the track and follow you along the way.
Absolutely. We'll be at Grundy County Speedway almost, I think, for the rest of this month. We'll be on Saturday nights. In Morris, Illinois, and then you can find me in pretty much every social media outlet at Clay Kurtz Racing, and keep up to date on where we're going to be and what we're doing.
If we've got coming up after this break, we're going to have Julie Giese on. She's the president of the NASCAR Chicago Street Race. I've known her for a number of years. She used to be at Daytona. She was president at Phoenix. She is a very important figure in the racing world. What kind of message would you send to her? Like, if you had to share, just like, not that she could do anything necessarily, but it'll be good for her to know what it is you're doing.
Hopefully we can get some late models on the street course. That's my message. Everything she's doing is great, and what she's doing for the city and everything is incredible. We were able to go the first year of the street race, and it was a blast. We were soaking wet in the rain, but smiles on our face. It was a great time.
The ratings, I think, conveyed that as well. So even though there were challenges on the event side, the racing has been great the last 2 years. This last year, it was absolutely incredible. We're going to talk with Julie about that as well, and kind of get her thoughts on some of that. A little bit later on in the program, we are also going to talk with all of the things involved in the Hall of Fame with Steve McMichael and everybody. So stay tuned for that. And Clay, as we let you go, one more time with the website and with your Facebook page and some other things so people can follow you along.
Yeah, everything is at Clay Kurtz Racing, Facebook, Instagram, everything. You can find us there. And to help us out with the Clubfoot Solutions and keep donations up and help the kids in need, it's clubfootsolutions.org. And it's under the Make a Donation tab, and help us out. It's $25. We'll give a kid in need the casting and everything they need to treat their club foot.